Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
Countering Hezbollah is a top priority for the United States. It is a foreign terrorist organization designated as such by the U.S. Department of State in 1997. One of the best ways to hinder any terrorist group's activities is to attack its capacity to generate income. The U.S. Treasury Department's Office of Foreign Assets Control, or OFAC, designated in early February 6 individuals and 7 entities pursuant to Executive Order 13224. All of them work for or are controlled by the network of Adam Tabaja and Al Inma Engineering and Contracting, which OFAC designated as specially designated global terrorists in 2015. The designation allows the United States to freeze their assets, lock them out of the U.S. financial network, thereby making international transactions extremely difficult, if not impossible, and prosecute them for terrorist activities. It also prohibits U.S. citizens from doing business with them. Ali Mohammed Kansu has a long-standing business relationship with Adam Tabaja and with numerous Hezbollah members and businesses. He owns the 7 entities which were designated along with him. They are Blue Lagoon Group LTD, Canso Fishing Agency Limited, Star Trade Ghana Limited, Golden Fish SAL, Golden Fish Liberia LTD, Dolphin Trading Company Limited, and Sky Trade Company. Jihad Mohammed Kansu is a financial manager of Al Imma and a business associate of Adam Tabaja. Issaim Ahmad Saad is a managing partner and minority shareholder at Al Inma. Nabil Mahumad Asaf is the manager of purchasing and a minority shareholder at Al Inma. Abdul Latif Saad is the manager of Al Inma's Baghdad, Iraq branch. He coordinates with Al Inma Group for Tourism Works subordinate companies, previously designated in June 2015 by OFAC. Mohammed Badr al-Din is a manager of Al Inma's Basra, Iraq branch and has worked with Nabil Mahmoud Asaf and Hezbollah money launderer Mohammed Nouruddin. Hezbollah is a terrorist organization responsible for the death of hundreds of Americans. It is also Iran's primary proxy used to undermine legitimate Arab governments across the Middle East. The administration is determined to expose and disrupt Hezbollah's networks, including those across the Middle East and West Africa, used to fund their illicit operations, said Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin. The Treasury Department will continue to sever Hezbollah from the international financial system, and we will be relentless in identifying, exposing, and dismantling Hezbollah's financial support networks globally.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.